Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1324. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Remember, Baron Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. The Refuah Shalem Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha, a Merakade sifting. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the liquids, straining out liquids. We spoke about the worst case scenario, whereby the water is very dirty. Water or drink, any liquid for that matter, whether it's wine with sediment or whether it's orange juice with pits and peels, and whether it's the boiled milk we spoke about with, bits of skin that's very bad, nobody's going to drink it. So be it as it may, nobody's going to drink it even if they need to. So we said that's the worst case. Then we said the second, that would be asur min haTorah. Then we said midrabbanan, it would be whereby people would rather strain it out, but need be, they would drink it. And then the third case we didn't talk about yet. So this, we're in the middle of working on the case scenario whereby it's derabbanan, whereby people would drink it, but they would rather filter it out. Need be, they would drink it. So we said, what's the difference between that and regular barer? Because like a regular barer, just the chazirot, is a very, very important point that we want to get home and, very straight. And that by regular barer, we know that, right, you have apples and plums, right? Or you have cashews and peanuts, or whatever the case is. So by regular barer, we don't say, well, some people might eat it, some people might not. Is it derabbanan? In general, we don't say that. The boyer is a deraisa most of the time, and it's a major problem. Over here, it's also derabbanan, is also a major problem, can be done, but it's bottle, minatoira, it's this dirt is bottled to the drink. If it's on this level, like we said, whereby people would drink it if they have to. And the easiest case, whereby only is a little drop of dirt, possibly in the drink, and whereby the average person would drink it, and that's it. If somebody strains it, they strains it. But the average person would drink it, and it's good, and no problem. So that little bit of dirt, again, is bottled to the... We don't say it's two different types, whereby in borer and merakade, sifting, you need two different types of things, right? You need the dirt, and you need the good. You need the psilis and the oichel. So we say it's bottled to the drink. Okay, so that was the alumnus behind it. But just getting back to the halacha lemaisa. So moving right along, we're trying to work a little bit from the Sefer Zoch of Hashomer that they just came out, actually, with a new, I don't know, just came out, but very recently came out with a new print in English. Sefer Zoch of Hashomer has been around a while, from Rav Falk and Rav Elio Falk, and it just came out in the English, beautiful translation, and it's written really, really nice. So we want to just try and go through it a little bit. It's on page 22. He goes, filtering such a drink, again, this, the Rabbanan Dika, mixture, okay, that we're talking about in the drink, whereby we went through some examples last year where it's polluted to the point whereby the average person would rather filter it, strain it out, but need be, they would drink it if they have to. So to filter such a drink through an appropriate filter, right, would be merakid. If you use a regular straining process to strain out this drink, is merakid midrabbanan. Okay, although using a specialized instrument would normally be merakid min hatoira, right, we know that what he means. It's a bekli. When you're using a real strainer, a real straining process, or a regular type of... the reason why I'm not saying, exactly which type, it depends. Each drink uses a different type of, the various different type of straining procedures for different drinks. But if you're doing it the regular way, let's put it like that, for that drink, again, sticking to drinks right now, the regular way for that drink with that type of a strainer, that type of a straining system, so that it would be, if the drink is to the point, like we said, where most people would drink it, if they have to, but they would rather filter it out, so then that'll be also midrabbanan, even though using a kli, a utensil, is also minatoira, right? That's how he explains. Normally, Moroccan minatoira, in this case, would be, over here, normally it would be minatoira. But it's only midrabbanan because the drink being filtered is considered a mixture only at a derabbanan dika level. Since minatoira, the impurities are totally nullified and the drink is considered to be pure. Minatoira. So that's a very important concept to keep in mind. We saw that from the Mishnah Berurah, obviously where it came from, but that's where we saw it, how we read it from the Mishnah Berurah, the last shir. Now, filtering this type of drink through a cloth. Okay, so now Mishnah Berurah said also, if a person uses a cloth, in other words, what's the point? It's a derabbanan, and it's not, you're not doing it the normal way. Now, I want to make it clear. Not every time something is awesome a derabbanan and you don't do it the normal way, is it mutter? That's not the case. Each case has to be assessed separately and with the klolim of Shabbos, obviously, and, unless one sees it inside, it's hard to judge these things on yourself, so you have to be careful. just the fact that it's Drabbanan doesn't make these things mutter just because you're doing with the Shinoi, depending on the case. Okay, but be it as it may, just getting back to our subject for, you know, what we were talking about. So to filter a drink through a cloth, he says, again, all on page 22, to filter a drink through a cloth, a towel or a garment or the like, none of which are articles typically used for filtering. Now, I just want to, a side note, which we spoke about also in the previous year, and that is you have to be careful with the libun part of it. If it's regular water, if it's clean, if it's water and the garment has stains or something like that, so that's problematic. But we're talking about, let's say, a clean garment and, let's say, a question of orange juice or something like that, where you're actually making the garment or you're making this, the towel or the cloth or whatever it is, you're actually making it dirty. So it's really derech lichluch, as we call it in Liban, which we've spoken about. So that would be okay. But if it's a question, case in time, where it's a dirty garment and you're actually cleaning it, you know, so that could be problematic. But going in conjunction with those halachas, by a drink for sure would be okay because of the fact you're making it more dirty, right? I'm taking dirty, orange juice, which is just going to make it more dirty. I'm just giving an example. I'm taking wine, right? Something along those lines. So none of which of these articles typically used for filtering is that it will be permitted according to most Rishonim. Again, if one intends to use the drink shortly, that's what he says he brings down. One intends to use the drink shortly, brings this from the Egle Tal. It has to be for, you know, it should be, it has to be for immediate use. Okay, he brings that down from the Egle Tal. Okay, so this is again according to most Rishonim. Okay, but just moving right along, provided that one deviates slightly from the normal practice of filtering. Okay, since the drink is a mixture only at a drabbanan level, right? Chazal did not forbid filtering it through an article which is only a kli drabbanan. So in other words, this towel, this cloth, or whatever it is only usur midrabanan to filter it out, even if it's a drink that's really dirty, minatera, right? So you have the drink itself is usur midrabanan, and then you have you using a towel, a garment, or whatever it is, which is usur midrabanan in general. It's not the regular way that somebody filters out. So you take those together, and need be, if somebody has to do it for whatever the reason is, that's how the Mishabura brought it down, would be okay. According to most Rishonim, that's how it brings it down. Since the drink is only mixed at midrabanan dikur level, so Chazal did not forbid filtering through a article, which is only a kli, a utensil midrabanan. This is because the cloth was only forbidden to be used for liquids which have large amounts of impurities. In the case a person would pass it through the strainer, they would transgress. If somebody, in other words, if it's fully full of dirt, right, and they use a regular strainer, that of course would be usur min hatorah. And a drink, moving back, the drink that's very dirty where nobody will drink no matter what, like we spoke about case number one, so of course to use a cloth would still be usur, albeit midrabanan. To use a regular straining system, a regular strainer to strain out those drinks would be usur min hatorah. Okay, so just finishing off, so he says the slight deviation should be done in the following manner, and he goes through just real quickly to say, then we'll try and go through it a little bit more next year. Usually the cloth is spread over the vessel, over the, let's say, the cup or whatever, in a way that the central area dips downwards to form a convenient shape for receiving the liquids. Okay, on Shabbos one should instead spread the cloth completely flat over the vessel, in other words spread it out, right? Even if a dip forms in the cloth as a result of the liquid being poured through it, it would still be okay, since this will only come about through the filtering itself. In other words, you want to do it with a little bit of a shinoi also, not just the fact that it's a cloth, but to use the cloth in a little bit of a different way. Just real quickly to say the case in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says it's a mishin yotes. Sifyur Aleph, Geshem Masananim Hayayim Besudar. Somebody uses again this cloth that we're talking about and have sediment in their wine. Again, it could be any drink at this level, which we'll see in a minute, and the middle level of the Rabbanim. And Sarach Lizor Shalay Yase Guma Besudar, the Kabbalah Yayim Meshim Shina. One should be careful when straining it, right? The drink has impurities at a drabbanan dikur level, like we said, people would drink it if they have to, but they rather strain it out. And you're using a cloth, towel, whatever. So now, a case in time where, again, it's not Liban, right? You're making it dirty or whatever with the drink. And now the question is, but we said one should be careful not to do it in a place, in a way whereby usually you give it some room and it strains out. Just put a flat over, one should put a flat over the cup. So he brings down the Mishnah Berurah, Rasalema Mashka Ocher Ketzas. We're talking about a case in time where this drink, this wine or whatever, is only a little bit dirty. Avo Kashem Mesam. Okay, so then he talks about the other. Now, just to finish it off, Mishum Shina Shalay Yasek Uvdin Dechol. It shouldn't be like Uvdin Dechol, because Lamais, you have two Drabonans. The drink is only dirty at a level whereby it's also a Drabonan, number one. Number two, you're using a cloth, right? And now, to make sure, it shouldn't be like Uvdin Dechol, Uvdin Dechol, so then make sure it shouldn't be done the regular way. Like we said, just to spread it out instead of keeping it as a, you know, usually the cloth that you put over has a little bit of a bend in it whereby the liquid could flow through. This way you put it straight, it makes it a little bit more not the normal way. Okay, and again, this will be in a type of liquid that's usher midrabanan if need be. Again, it's always preferable, you know, not to do it, to do all this stuff before Shabbos, strain it out. Need be, somebody stuck, they could do it in such a fashion with such a drink. Thank you for listening. Asalachim Baruch Hu Kol Tov.